Well, it seems Monty Python was right on the money with its advice. Researchers in the US have discovered that people with a positive outlook are more likely to have exceptional longevity, living to the age of 85 and beyond. Avril Limon is a psychologist and author of Positive Psychology for Dummies. Morning to you.
Good morning.
So what is it then that makes optimists live longer?
Well, it's a piece of research that's been replicated a number of times with these long studies that show that people with positive emotion early on go on and live longer and are happier and often do better in life, which all sounds a bit unfair if that's not, you feel that's not your nature.
But yeah, so is it actually, is it a characteristic trait? Is it someone's mm-hmm. nature, you know, in terms of how positive or pessimistic they are?
Well, when I was first of all studying positive psychology, what we looked at was, you know, nature, nurture. And even if 50% of it is set by your personality, maybe 10% by your circumstances, you've still got 40% to play with. And that's all your behaviours and your attitudes. And we can choose to be optimistic. I think it's sometimes fashionable to be cool, cynical, see the worst. And there are particular times where you might look around and think everything is a bit awful. But in fact, we know that optimists try harder. You know, pessimists are more likely to say, this isn't working, I give up. Optimists will blindly go on in difficult circumstances, assuming they will find a way to work it out. And that happens with health. So if you get a health diagnosis that's not good and you're given some options to follow, the optimists are more likely to do it and as a consequence recover.
Aren't you also more likely perhaps to be stressed or to be a worrier if you're pessimistic?
That's true, because you see things. And, you know, I found it funny. I was burgled and there was a man in my room in the middle of the night. Nothing happened. He left. He said, sorry. He left. He took some stuff. But the number of people that came to me said, oh my goodness, you could have been dead, raped, you name it. All of these horror stories. I wasn't. And my attitude was, aren't I really lucky? Because I'm a bit irrepressibly off the scale in terms of optimism. But I'm not stupid. It's a strategic optimism. If you're going into any situation that could be difficult, you can worry about it. That's a choice. It's an awful waste of energy. Or you can say, okay, it might not go right, but what are all the things I'd have to do to give me the best chance of it being okay?
And is there any sort of scientific, you know, evidence to back it up? Or why? Why does it happen, just briefly?
Huge, huge. I mean, these longitudinal studies have been going on for a long time, by definition. And so we've followed people, and you can tell on very little data if somebody has a positive attitude, that they are going to be healthier. And it's often because they will build relationships, they'll see the best in the day, they'll bounce back from adversity.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there on that very optimistic note. Avril Limon, thank you.